hosts the headquarters of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, and the International Chamber of Commerce. Paris has more than 2 million residents, 14.5% of whom are immigrants. Most Parisians are Catholics, and 15% of the residents follow Islam. Hence, Paris is also where different cultures and religions meet. Immigrants have historically lived in Paris, creating their own communities in various parts of the city. As a result, the city has a Chinatown, an American district, and Muslim streets. Paris has 20 districts, each of which is divided into four quarters. In Paris, history meets the modern world. Every tourist should visit the Eiffel Tower, Arc de Triomphe, the Jardin des Tuileries, Notre-Dame de Paris, and the Luxembourg Gardens. These historic sites will take you back to the days of Louis and Napoleon. If you want to experience the busy life of a modern city, then visit the business district La Défense, and you'll see that Paris is truly moving with the times. Paris is a city of gourmands. A huge number of bistros, brasseries, coffee shops and restaurants will lure you in with their delicious aromas. Make sure you try the true masterpieces of French cuisine, foie gras, countless types of cheese, pâtés, desserts, salads, and of course, croissants. And don't miss the famous French wine and champagne. If you want to see real Parisians and get acquainted with their taste in food, then you need to get away from the tourist traps and search for the restaurants that are popular among the locals. And be sure to buy a fresh, warm baguette and walk down the street with it tucked under your arm, just like the locals do. Paris is a city of fashion, as you will see when walking down the Champs-Élysées. Here you can find the stores of world-famous fashion houses like Nina Ricci, Christian Lacroix, Chanel, etc. Take a look inside, as there are few other places in the world where you'll find so many masterpieces of modern fashion. Paris is a city of unique museums. It's worth coming just to see the Louvre. You should give the Louvre a full day, otherwise you won't get to see even half of the exhibits. You should visit the museum and the Palais des Invalides and the Pompidou Museum. To visit the museums without having to stand in line every time to buy tickets, we recommend that you purchase the Paris Museum Pass or individual museum tickets in advance. This can be done online. You can also obtain theatre tickets on this website. Paris is also a heaven for children, where you can visit Europe's most famous Disneyland and the Aqua Boulevard water park. Also be sure to take your kids to the House of Chocolate, after which they're sure to have great memories of Paris to cherish forever. You can get around Paris by subway, the RER, or by bus. Tickets are valid on all methods of transport. It's also possible to rent a bike, and there are a total of 1,450 rental points in squares across the city, for example, by the Bastille, which are no more than 300 metres from each other. To be a Parisian does not mean you have to be born in Paris. It means that you are reborn there, the French writer Sacha Guitry said. Take a trip to Paris, and those words will come to life. The Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower is inarguably the symbol of Paris. It's a massive metal structure which represents the best of human imagination and engineering innovation. The construction of the tower started in 1887, when France was preparing for the World Fair. Hoping to impress its guests from around the world, the French government organized a contest for the best exhibit for the fair. Gustave Eiffel, then already famous as the creator of the Statue of Liberty's interior, also participated in the contest. Eiffel and his colleagues, Maurice Kirklan and Émile Nouguier, presented a proposal for their project, which was a metal tower 300 metres high, and won the contest. The location chosen for the tower was Champ-de-Mars. It may be hard to imagine, but the project was finished in record time. The tower was built just before the opening of the World Fair in 1889. According to the building contract, the tower was only supposed to last 20 years, after which it should have been torn down. But, as you can see, it's been standing here for over a century. The tower has received about 250 million visitors since it was built, and the interest of tourists to this world-renowned site is unlikely to wane.